أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 102 to 106 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَا. Do those who disbelieve think that they may take deities, gods from amongst my slaves, and they will get away with it? Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers. More particularly, one is a disbeliever that disbelieves in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala totally. He denies the existence of Allah, an atheist. One is a person that takes other things as gods and equals to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And one is a disbeliever that takes the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat, like in the case of the Christians, Isa alayhi salatu was salam, some of the Yahud, Uzair alayhi salatu was salam, a large number of the Quraysh of Makkah took the angels as the daughters of Allah and they worshipped them, and all those type of people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about, because they feel and they believe that these gods that they have taken will assist them in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna a'tadana jahannama lil kafirina nuzula. Certainly we have prepared jahannam as a hospitality for those who disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they are going to be of no avail to these individuals. They are going to be of no help to them in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For them to say, for example, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam had died for their sins, and say there will be atonement, and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will have them forgiven. All of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it is baseless. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Allah says, shall we not tell you about those who are the greatest losers insofar as their deeds are concerned? Now here deeds will have both meanings. Wrong deeds, ill deeds. And number two, that it would have been a good deed had they had iman, had they brought iman in the hereafter, iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alladheena dhalla sa'yuhum fil hayati dunya, those people whose endeavors had deviated them in this material world. One again is that person that works in this world, but he works only for this world. And one is that person that does deeds that may be good, but obviously he does not do it for the sake of Allah. He does not believe in akhirat, etc. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. That they perceive that whatever deeds they did were excellent. In their hearts, in their minds, they feel that they are doing good, but in the register, in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these deeds are not accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. Now who are these people? Those who disbelieve in the verses or the signs of their Rabb, وَلِقَائِهِ, and they disbelieve in the day of Qiyamah. In other words, if you don't have yaqeen, you don't have belief in the day of Qiyamah, how is it then expected that such a person will be recompensed and rewarded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the hereafter? We discussed this on various occasions, that even if a kafir does a good deed, he does it for the sake of Allah, he is sincere in it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward him, but Allah Ta'ala's reward for him will be in this dunya. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, then their actions will be nullified. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, and we will not ascertain for them any weight on the day of Qiyamah. Now again, a very, very important lesson for all of us. One is deeds that we carry out, and one is deeds we carry out with ikhlas for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala said, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala wants ahsan. Allah wants excellence in so far as deeds are concerned. Excellence in so far as deeds are concerned are those deeds that are carried out with ikhlas, with sincerity, only for the sake of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala grant us that ikhlas and sincerity, so that will hold weight on the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. If there is no sincerity, there is no ikhlas, there is no purity of intention, then Allah says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, we will not ascertain any wazan, any weight to the deed. In other words, not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, then that their reward or their recompense will be the fire of Jahannam. بِمَا كَفَرُوا, because of their disbelief. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا, and because they had taken our verses and our Rasuls, that is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, as a mockery. They made a mockery of the Qur'an, they make a mockery of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, then that is going to be their consequences. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.